You're listening to KJIW 94.5 FM, and you've been hearing the commercial for the Arkansas Teacher Corps, and maybe you've been wondering about it, you've been thinking about it, and you want to know more information. Well, this is your lucky day. We have on the line Brandon Lucius, and he is the Executive Director of the Arkansas Teacher Corps, and he is going to tell us more about this program. Hello, Brandon. How are you today?
Hello, I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, we appreciate you taking time to talk to us today. Tell us a little bit about the Arkansas Teacher Corps, the history of it, and all that good stuff.
Definitely. So the Arkansas Teacher Corps was created in 2012 by a faculty member at the University of Arkansas in the College of Education and Health Professions. It was Dr. Fieri Ritter. And the program was started as a partnership between the University of Arkansas, the Arkansas Department of Education, funders such as the Walton Family Foundation, the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation, and then individual school districts. And the program really came out of the university's core mission as a land-grant institution to be serving the entire state of Arkansas. I myself grew up in the Delta, in a small town, Wilson, Arkansas, just about 30 miles north of West Memphis, and know from personal experience that the Delta in particular has such a shortage of teachers that for the University of Arkansas, it became clear that they had to do more intentional work to be getting teachers from the northwest part of the state into the classrooms in the Delta that needed them the most, the ones that have trouble finding teachers, have trouble recruiting teachers, might have trouble retaining teachers, but at the end of the day, have a classroom that's empty that they need a teacher to fill.
Okay, so then this program is designed to try to address that problem, teacher retention.
Exactly.
So then why do you think some of that is? How does the program go about approaching that and solving that?
So I mean, I think fundamentally we see a lot of teacher shortages just because this work is so difficult. It takes a lot for someone to put themselves out there, to be standing in front of students for 8 hours a day, to be going home and doing the hours of work that it takes to research their content, to learn best practices, and then to put those into practice by planning their lessons, planning their units, facilitating that learning with students, grading those papers, et cetera. And the fundamental principle of our program is that all teachers, regardless of whether they come through a traditional program, through a university or college, or whether they come through an alternative program such as ours or Teach for America, that teachers need support in the moment when they're in the classroom. And so fundamentally, we approach this by providing staff members who actually travel throughout the state. They visit our teachers in their classrooms and sit down and help them to really think through what are they doing well, what are they not doing well, and what are the things within their control that they can make that classroom and that student learning just a little bit better the next day.
I see. So your program is really strong on supporting the teacher while the teacher is developing as a teacher in the classroom.
Yes. And so we actually have most of our teachers, I would say, come to us with just a bachelor's degree in some content area. Some of them are just coming out of college themselves. Some of them have been working for 20, 30 years in a different field and might switch into our program as a way of sharing that content knowledge with students. So despite where they come to us, our fundamental belief is with the theory or without the theory, it really comes down to in that moment, do they just have the support they need to get through this really difficult but meaningful work?
I see. Now, maybe somebody's listening and they've thought about it and they want to know more. Can you tell us how the program works? You know, once you decide to fill out that application, like what does that journey look like through the program?
So our application process is actually pretty rigorous compared to what you might experience at other programs. So you complete the online application. We will review those and just check basic things like ACT scores, college GPAs, just to make sure that the people who are applying would be able to get licensed by the Department of Education eventually. Mm-hmm. So then it goes to our staff who review all of the applications. And we look specifically for how open people are to feedback. Do people have a learning mindset where, you know, even if they didn't know it before, they can take that feedback, figure out how to make it happen, and are constantly looking for that support. We're also looking to see, like, are people committed to teaching? Is this a passion of theirs? Mm-hmm. Is this something that they're ready to invest in and they're willing to stick with it? Or is this maybe something that sounds good but ultimately may not be what they really wish to pursue with their life? And then we also look a lot at self-awareness and just how well do our applicants know themselves? Are they really in tune with their emotions and how they might respond in a really high-stress situation with a student. Are they aware of how they're coming across to people in conversations? Are they thinking through dynamics in group conversations where they can deal with conflict and maybe push back on ideas that they don't agree with, but in a really respectful way? And so once we've gone through those applications and figured out who we think has that potential, there's a final interview where people come and they spend about 4 hours with us. They actually do a sample teaching lesson. We have a group interaction discussion, and then we do some individual interviews. Once they're accepted, a fellow goes through our 7-week summer training institute, which they live on site at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro. And then we actually partner with a school district. This year it's Blible High School and Blible Middle School in Blible, Arkansas. And they actually plan an entire unit for a summer school class, plan out the lessons, and then teach that full unit during the summer school while attending the sessions and the workshops to be getting the skills they need to implement those. Mm-hmm. After that summer, the fellow begins teaching at a school in their very own classroom as the teacher of record. So it's a very quick turnaround, but that's where our coaches come in, sit down with them, work one-on-one to help them think through their lessons, to look at their student work, to identify those needs, and to provide the support and the resources they need to implement them. And then our fellows attend about 30 hours of professional development throughout the year to be continually building those skills and building their knowledge.
So you have training prior to teaching, but then the training continues in the classroom.
Yes, the training continues for the full 3 years of the fellowship. So it's approximately 30 hours each year.
Okay, now that sounds good. So this is a really good avenue to go if someone really wants to pursue teaching as a career because of the support that you get and the training that you get and the coaching that you get in your early years of teaching. What is the difference? Because I know I've met a lot of teachers that have gone through Teach for America. And so I knew about Teach for America. I found out about the Arkansas Teacher Corps, but I didn't know much about you. Tell me, what is the difference, or is there a difference between going through Teach for America or going through the Arkansas Teacher Corps?
Definitely. So, I mean, I think the biggest difference is that we're a much younger organization. So where TFA has been around, almost 30 years now, I guess, in Arkansas, they have that name recognition. This is only our 7th year. So we're a lot newer. People are still finding out about us. And we've really been working to grow our organization to the point where we do have that recognition. Now, at a teaching level, the major differences, I would say, is that we're not part of a national network. So we were created by folks in Arkansas at the University of Arkansas with the specific intention of recruiting Arkansans to be teaching in Arkansas classrooms. So that means, unlike TFA, we are recruiting more intentionally from the communities where we serve. We are actively trying to empower people who are familiar with the students, really committed to the community, maybe have lived there all their life, and help give them the knowledge and the tools that they need to be giving back in the community that they care about so much.
I see.
There's also a financial difference. So fellows who complete our program can actually earn up to $15,000 on top of the salary they get from their school district by going through our training and completing the expectations that we have.
So it makes sense because you're focused on Arkansas and those that have a heart for Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And by recruiting Arkansans that may also have a passion for their city, their state, then you're more likely to have that love for home. And so it's like you're giving back to your home by being equipped to do this, and you're not going to some other city somewhere that you don't know anything about and have to deal with culture differences and all of that.
Exactly. And then, on top of that, because these are people who have been in those schools, in those communities, they're more likely to stay. They already know what they're getting into. They have that passion. They have that awareness. And I think it helps to address the critique of alternative certification programs like ours, that it's a 2 or 3 year commitment, and then they're out the door. It's just this revolving door of teachers. But by pulling from the community, really investing in people who have already been there and are likely to be there long after we are.
I love that. So do you only take Arkansans, or are you preference Arkansans because of what you just said about them staying home?
So we actually recruit as wide as we can. So we do recruit nationally, and probably 30 to 40% of the fellows that we take every year do come from other states. And in the past, we've actually had some from out of the country. But the majority are definitely from Arkansas. About 20% of our fellows come from the communities where they're now teaching, and then probably the other 30% or so are Arkansans who maybe were living in Springdale or Fayetteville or had been attending universities across the state, and they're willing to move to serve an area or a school that has a higher need.
I see. What are some of the teachers that have gone through your program? Like, what have they said after, you know, the training and the experience and once they got good in their teaching career? Like, what is some of the feedback that you're getting from them?
Well, I think the biggest feedback that we get on just a continuous basis is, again, just how hard the work is, how overwhelming it feels, particularly in those first few years as a new teacher. There's a lot of emotional ups and downs. People, you know, have a crisis of confidence when they get in the classroom, and it's so hard. Can I do this? And I think one of the great things about our program, just above and beyond being a job, being a professional experience, is that we have instilled a sense of family within our work. And we actually talk about this idea of the ATC family quite often, that it takes people coming together who are willing to make mistakes, who are willing to embrace each other, although we are very different and come from different areas, different backgrounds, have different beliefs, but can work together towards this common mission.
I see.
And so the feedback that we often get is that people have learned more about themselves through this process. They've grown as not just a teacher and an educator, but as a human being. And I think that that is something that our state and just our world needs, is people who have a passion and feel like they are actively making a difference.
And I just want to say, just from personal experience, because I have family that, you know, became teachers, but they didn't have that support that you're talking about. Teaching is challenging because you're talking about dealing with other people, you know, so many other people, and you're trying to teach them, and all of those people's problems kind of come impact the classroom, or, you know, the way they were brought up, and then you have to figure out creative ways. And so when I think about just the hard time that they had, you know, those first few years, and are still working through some of the challenges, I love the idea of having a community, having a family, having a support system that you can fall back on, you know, that you can vent to, that you can get feedback from, so that you don't feel like you're alone in this struggle and no one else understands just how bad it is, you know. Now, you have a deadline coming up. Can you tell us about that? Is this the deadline to apply if someone's interested?
So the final deadline to apply for the 2019 cohort is on March the 1st.
Is March 1st your deadline every year?
It's a great question. So we actually have three deadlines every year, November the 1st, January the 1st, and March the 1st.
And where can they go to apply?
So just apply on our website, ArkansasTeacherCorps.org.
Brandon, we really want to thank you for taking time to share with us what you all are doing for teachers and the classrooms throughout the state of Arkansas. Is there anything else you'd like to leave us with?
I just want to thank you for the opportunity. I actually taught at Central High School there in Helena. 2 years as a high school biology teacher, and then a year as an instructional coach. So Helena is very near and dear to my heart, and I just appreciate the time to share with you and your listeners.
Amazing. Brandon, thank you so much for your time. You're listening to KJW 94.5 FM, and we've been speaking with Brandon Lucius, the executive director of the Arkansas Teacher Corps. Stay tuned.